from Las Vegas. You're listening to Verve Church for people who don't like church. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Verve Online. I'm Vince Antonucci, the lead pastor of Verve. We are all about loving God, loving people, and turning the world upside down with love. And I'm excited you're here. Hey, would you say hi in the comments and just let us know where you're watching from? Man, Verve is a safe place to explore, to investigate, to grow spiritually. We're going to have fun today, and we're going to learn a transformational truth that is essential to us growing spiritually. It's huge if we're going to live the lives we want to live, but most people actually ignore this principle. In fact, you might want to share this service with your friends because, man, they need to know this too. So, to teach you this truth, we need to talk about two words, and these are words we don't use often, which got me thinking about words we don't use often. I'm a words guy. I love words. Do you have a favorite word? Do you have like just a favorite word? If you do, put it in the comments. What's your favorite word? I'd love to see that because I love words. I love unusual words. In a minute, I'll tell you the two like important words we need to understand. But first, let me share a few unimportant words you don't need to understand, but they're kind of fun. And these are real words. Like, you ready? Fartlek. You think fartlek is what your older brother made you do when you were a kid? No, it's actually from a Swedish background, and it means speed play and refers to a form of interval speed training, which sounds challenging, but a lot better than a fartlek. So fartlek. Next word, ready? Bumfuzzle. Bumfuzzle, which means to confuse someone. So if you ask me, what did you do this weekend? And I say, a lot of fartlek, and boy, am I tired. You might be bumfuzzled. All right, how about this one? You ready? Smell fungus. You might think smell fungus is what happens when you fartlek, not fartlek. Man, I licked this fart and I smelled fungus. No. Smell fungus refers to someone who complains a lot, which I guess if you did lick farts, you might become a smell fungus. And then there's this word. You ready? Here we go. Diphthong, which refers to a combination of two vowels in a syllable. I didn't know that. I thought a diphthong was what I wore for underwear when I was a little younger and weighed a few less pounds. No. Last fun, real, but unimportant word, crapulence. Now, you might think crapulence is what happened that made me stop wearing a diphthong. No. Crapulence means to feel sick from excessive eating or drinking. Crapulence. All right. Those are words you've maybe never heard, but don't matter at all. Here's two words you may have heard and really do matter. Ready? Flourish and languish. Flourish and languish. We don't use those words a lot, right? Like when you see your friend in the gym, he's lifting. It's like, how you doing? Bro, I'm flourishing. Oh man, that's cool. Not me. I'm languishing. No, we don't use those words a lot. What do they mean? Well, flourish means to have vitality, to be alive and healthy and growing. If you're flourishing, you're thriving. Languish means to lack vitality, to be losing life, to grow weak or feeble. If you're languishing, you're barely surviving. Here's a picture of languishing. And here's a picture of flourishing. Languishing, flourishing. Rocky! Languishing, my boy Blue. Flourishing. Well, I don't know. I don't know what that was. All right, so let's get serious. You ready? Here's the question. Are you flourishing or languishing? Which word better describes your life right now? Like, seriously, are you flourishing? Like, emotionally, you have joy and this sense of peace no matter what's happening. That's flourishing. How about relationally? You have deep relationships with and just love spending time with your spouse or your kids or the person you're dating, your parents. You have close friends who you can tell anything and who support you through everything. Are you flourishing financially? Money's not a stress. You're paying your bills. You've got savings. You give generously. What about spiritually? If you're flourishing, you feel close to God. His love and care are very real to you. You have a vibrant prayer life. You know your life is making an impact on others, and it's an eternal impact. Are you flourishing, or are you languishing? Like, emotionally, maybe there's anxiety, or it's easy for you to get angry or sad or to feel hopeless. Relationally, there's issues, distance with people who you should be close to. But maybe you lack significant friendships. That's languishing. Financially, you're strapped, maybe in debt. Money is a source of stress in your life. And spiritually, you just feel like something's missing, like you're still searching. You wish you were closer to God. Are you flourishing or languishing? Listen, if you're languishing, if I'm languishing, that's a problem, right? It's a problem because this is the only life I get. This is it. I don't get another chance. I don't want to look back and realize I barely survived. I want to thrive. It's also a problem because I have people who need me to flourish. My family, my friends, they need me to be my best. And it's a problem because bad things are coming. Like, we don't want to think that way, but it's true. And I don't know what it is. So this year, my niece got leukemia, and we had some unexpected things that my family that we had to spend thousands of dollars on. My wife's father died. I had two friends die, and I didn't see any of that coming. Bad things happen. You don't know what it will be, but bad things are coming. And if you're languishing, good luck dealing with it. So, if you're languishing, not flourishing, or you just want to flourish more, what do? You stop going to church. Say what? I'll explain. Actually, we'll go to the Bible for the explanation, okay? So check out what God tells us in Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. It says, the righteous will flourish, there's our word, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Did you notice our word in verses 12 and 13? Flourish. God is telling us here how we can flourish, and we can flourish, he says, like a cedar or a palm tree. Cedar and palms are both strong, durable trees. They're both evergreen trees, so they don't lose their leaves in winter. They are green all year long, flourishing. Cedars are known for smelling good. Back then, palm branches were symbols of victory. So, like, you'd be given a palm branch to designate someone as the champion. God says you can flourish like a cedar or a palm. How? Who flourishes? It said, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Those who are planted. So it's saying, it's staying with this this tree metaphor. And the idea is that you are a seed. You're a seed. And man, a seed has incredible potential. Like life literally exists within that seed. But you know what's true about a seed is that a seed only grows if it's planted, right? It will only live out its potential. It will only thrive, flourish, if it's planted. If a seed doesn't get planted, it doesn't produce anything. Maybe, like if you're at a baseball game, maybe you eat it if it's a sunflower seed. We are seeds, and we need to be planted. Where? We're told, it said, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. What is the house of the Lord? It's church. So, sometimes when I'm out, like, you know, grocery store, walking, whatever, when I'm out, some random person will yell at me, Viva La Verve! So we have always ended our services by yelling, Viva La Verve! The name of our church, Verve, means life, enthusiastic, passionate life. Viva La means live the. So Viva La Verve means live the life. Let's go live this life. Let's go flourish. Let's go fartlek in interval speed training. No, we end our services by shouting, Viva La Verve! Well, I've been out for a walk and had people walk past me and yell, Viva La Verve! I bought ice cream and had the person hand it to me, and when they did, say, Viva La Verve, which is kind of cool. Like, it must mean it somewhere they attended Verve. But I don't know the person. Like, I look at them, and I'm like, hey, have we met? They say, no, but I go to your church. And I say, you go to our church? That's awesome. Like, are you in a Verve group, or do you volunteer? I'm trying to think when I would have met you. And they say, no, I go to your church. And what I want to say is, stop going to church. Stop going to church and get planted in the church. Why do you need to get planted in the church? Because, you ready? You gotta be nourished to flourish. I'm gonna say that better for you. You gotta be nourished to flourish. Do you want to flourish? Well, then you got to be nourished. And you get nourished, listen, not when you go to, but when you get planted in church. When you go to church, but when you get planted in the church. So what does it look like to be planted in a church? Well, a planted person, a person who's planted, never asks the question, are we going to go to church this week? Are we going to church tomorrow? I don't know. I'm kind of tired. There's a game on. I had a long week. No, people who are planted go. Of course. Like we never say, are we going to eat today? Are you going to sleep tonight? We did a long day. No, of course. If somebody asked, are you going to eat or are you going to sleep? We would be bumfuzzled. Remember? Confused, right? Of course we're going to eat. Of course we're going to sleep. And of course we're going to go to church. They go to church every week, and it's the same church. They don't church hop or church shop. When the church just isn't meeting my needs anymore, and so I hop or shop for another one. No, they are planted in their church. It's who they are. They belong. It's family. This is my family. So they stay. People who are planted are also in a group at their church. So we have Verve groups. We have online groups. We have in-person groups. Verve groups are like 5 to 15 people who meet together usually once a week, and you share life together, you learn together, you support each other. People who are planted give. And I do mean financially. So at Verve, there is no pressure to give. We tell people, hey, if you're new, please don't give. But people who are planted, they give because they're not consumers at church. They're contributors. They're a part of the church that they want to make a difference. And so they give. In fact, people who are planted, that they give generously and consistently. In fact, nowadays, what most planted people do is they set up recurring giving, where like you choose how much you want to give, like per week or per month or whatever, and then you can just set up automatic giving. And it is really easy and it's really safe. And you can do that at vivalaverve.org. There's a donate button you can hit and it will tell you how to do that. Super simple, super safe. People who are planted volunteer. Again, they're not consumers. They don't show up and expect everyone to serve me. They ask, how can I serve? Like Jesus has done so much in their lives. They want to make a difference for him. So they find a volunteer position that they can be good at and they get to work. But by the way, if you want to learn how to find the right volunteer spot for you, take Next Step. It's this awesome experience where you learn about God, learn about you. A person who is planted, they show up every week, they're in a group, they give, they volunteer. And what happens to that person? What happens when you're planted? What happens is roots and fruit. I am a rhyming machine. I am the smartest man alive. Sorry. What happens is roots and fruits. First, roots. So one time we had a really windy night here in Las Vegas. And the next morning I went outside and found that our tree had blown down on our neighbor's car. It was like, how could this happen? Like, it wasn't a hurricane, it was just some strong wind. How did it happen? Shallow roots. Like, you could see it in the picture. The roots were so shallow, the tree couldn't flourish. And when a storm came, it went down. And so many people have shallow roots in the church. And when storms come, man, they go down. Now, contrast our tree with a redwood tree. Man, look at the size of that. Redwood trees grow 30 stories high, 3 stories wide. Redwood trees do not go down when a storm hits. Do you know why? Their roots. Their roots go 100 to 150 feet down and out. And the roots of redwood trees intertwine. It's fascinating that the different trees' roots go out 100 to 150 feet. And as they go out, they weave together with the roots of the other trees. And that's why they grow. So you see this huge, growing, healthy individual tree. What you don't see is the root system of that tree and how it's intertwined with other root systems of other trees. And the same is true with people who are flourishing. You look at their lives and think, man, they're lucky. I wish my life was so great. No. The circumstances of their lives aren't better. They're not lucky. They're wise. They planted themselves in a church. They know what God says. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. What happens when you're planted? What happens is roots and fruits. Or we could say, roots and fruits, let's go. Now, remember, it said of those who are planted, remember it says they will bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. They will bear fruit in old age. Fruit. They will stay fresh and green. When you're planted, you bear fruit. Just like a healthy plant or tree. What fruit? What kind of fruit? What are we talking? Well, look at these verses from a book of the Bible called Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the Holy Spirit is God in us, God at work in us. And when we're planted, we grow. We grow fruit. We have more and more love and joy and peace and patience and kindness. That's flourishing. So, do you feel like you're more loving than you were 6 months ago? Do you have more peace than last year? Are people noticing that you are more patient and more kind? Is your life having more of an impact on other people? Like they're drawn to you, they're asking questions about your life, why it is that you're growing and you just seem so strong. And so you, like you're getting opportunities to share your faith with them, to share about your church with them. That's flourishing. That's what happens when you're planted. What happens when you're not planted? You aren't nourished, and so you don't flourish. You languish. What we've seen, and I think what every church sees, is that people who don't get in a group, people who don't volunteer, disappear. Oh, hey, if you're not in a group, if you don't volunteer, you disappear. People who don't volunteer, I'm preaching now. Sorry. Seriously, though, people who just go to church, I go to your church, stop going to church. People who just go to church, stop going to church. They might choose to stop going, I'm done with it. But usually, it just happens. It's like not on purpose. They just stop going. And when they don't go, it's not just that like their attendance record doesn't get checked. They're losing points. No. Usually what happens is they stop growing. They start struggling. They're languishing. And if that's you, man, it's time, right? It's time to get planted in church, to just decide we're going every week. And I'm getting in a group, and I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to get it planted because I want to flourish. But what if you feel like you have planted yourself? You're like, I did that, but you're not flourishing. You're like, wait a second. I attend every week, and I am in a group, but I'm still struggling. What about that? Okay, I'd say two things. One, give yourself some grace. Man, life is hard, right? Life is hard and no one does it perfectly all the time. Even people who are planted and are flourishing have bad days. Sometimes they have bad months. Give yourself some grace. And two, give yourself some time. Before I showed you a picture of a redwood, 300 feet high, 30 feet wide. Look at this little tree. You see the redwood behind it, but I'm talking about, check out the smaller tree in the front. It looks kind of like a lame Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Do you know what that tree is? It's also a redwood. It's a baby redwood. That tree is small, but it's growing. And you give it time, it's going to be 300 feet high, 30 feet wide. I love what Leo Tolstoy said. He said the two most powerful warriors are patience and time. So give yourself some grace and give yourself some time. If you're planted, you will grow. You will grow roots and you will grow fruits. What, one last thing. People who are planted praise. The planted proclaim. They proclaim God's greatness. Remember, that's how that psalm in the Bible that we've been looking at, that's how it ended. Verse 15, it said, proclaiming, this is the people who are planted in the house of the Lord, proclaiming, the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Man, when you experience flourishing, you know it's not because you're great, it's because God is. And you are so grateful. You've just got to praise him. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to sing to God, which is an opportunity to let him know how grateful we are, how much we love him. And if you're not there yet, I get it. You can use this time to think about where you are at and where do you want to be and what's a step that you can take in that direction. I mentioned this thing we have called Next Step. Maybe that's your best next step. I think it probably is. All right. So I'm going to pray and then we're going to praise. We're going to proclaim God's greatness. Let's pray together. God, would you help us to be people who stop going to church and instead get planted in the church? That we would not be content with watching some services, whether it's online or in person, but we would realize that we need to be planted to flourish. That's what you told us. And so we would decide, I'm going to go every week. I'm going to get in a group. I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to give. I'm going to plant myself because this is the one chance at life I get, and I want to grow. I want to flourish, and I need people. I mean, I have people, God, who need me to be my best. And so, God, help me to be planted in the church. God, people who are planted praise. They proclaim your greatness, and that's what we're going to do right now. And so we sing these songs to you in Jesus' name. Amen.